Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, LeBron! What's going on? Oh, let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the rainman. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip.
Whoa,
that it's over the dog.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. You know when you heard that? When I was at home. I don't know if LeBron gonna be able to come back home. Woo! Man, it's hot that
man, don't be
it's
so
hot.
Mean.
Man, I had to catch that emergency flight back to Cleveland, man. One of my closest friends, man, his name is Ray Kobe. His father died of cancer, man. And, you know, the wake was tonight, you know, I couldn't, you know, but I signed the book and everything, and funeral is tomorrow. And also, man, down in Miami, my dude, and you know what I mean, Antoine Teasley, man, he was shot at the Club Mansion in Miami, one of my closest, you know, close cats to me, a.k.a. he was a chef as well. We called him Young Chef. You know what I mean? So he made his way down from Cleveland to Miami and to Boston, all up along that East Coast. Man, he was personal chefs of Tony Allen, who now plays with the Memphis Grizzlies, Mario Chalmers, Norris Coles, Ricky Davis, and the list goes on. So I just want to give a shout out to those guys, man. We dedicating the show to them tonight. Only in the streets, man. Let's go. Woo! Before we get started, man, I got to say what's up to my super producer. You know what I mean? And my cellmate, my co-host, T-Row. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Father's Day weekend, and, you know, normally on the NBA side of things in these finals, they usually shut down shop right around Father's Day. So hopefully that won't be the case on Sunday. But we're going to see. I hope Miami can, you know, pull through, man. Give us at least, you know, one or two more games. I just can't go out on game five, man. I just can't believe what I've been seeing over the last couple of games. And, you know, we got the U.S. Open going on there, Boogie. It's a guy out there, man, that's breaking records and shooting course records and everything like that. Mr. Martin Keimer, what's up with your pimpin' straight from Germany? You know, we got the World Cup jumping off El Boogie. A lot of good games. Woo, one team got smashed today. And I watched the whole thing. I thought the defending champs was going to do something in Spain. But, boy, the Netherlands was like, nah, not today. For those that don't know nothing about the Netherlands, that's the Dutch folk. They kicked that rump today, put it on Spain. But we're going to get into all of that, El Boogie. You know, we got a lot to cover for this here weekend coming up. And I know what you want to start off with first, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and, you know, start it off. But, you know, what's up with the Boogie out there, man? Sorry you had to get that red eye and get back to Cleveland. But, you know, anything's better than the triple digits.
I don't know, man. I'm walking around this boy in the streets with hoodies on, man. I'm in the streets, baby. So... you already know. So, yeah, I'm in the streets, and I just want the world to just stop it, man. I want the world to stop it just for his sake. Stop comparing this guy to Michael Jordan because, I mean, the last two games, I mean, should just put it to rest. Can we put it to rest now? The discussion should be put to rest. And let's put the discussion to rest about Chris Bosh being a Hall of Famer. And if Boris Diaw is soft, what are we going to call Chris Bosh? We can't I'm not going to call him Big Shot Bosh because when did he make a big shot when they really needed it? Game 2. We need consistency. Everybody's Hall of Famer when they winning. But when you start losing and you need people, that's why you got the big 3. If LeBron has, you know what I'm saying, got his, you know, in a bun, then you got to go to the other guys. Dwayne Wade, let's be honest. We let the other two games go to waste that he had over 20 points. We let those games get away. So he has a bad game yesterday, and we went, oh, man, we knew that was going to happen. We knew he was due for one bad game, at least right. One. But you're not the greatest player on earth. And I'm going to put it out there. You can't be the greatest player on earth and you get blew out at home by more than 15 points and in the finals. And you talk about before the series started, in the locker room, every game is a game 7. So you know when the cameras be watching you, LeBron. You're a great actor. You hear what the people, you know, you give them what they want to hear, but you just don't follow through sometimes on your action. So I tell you this, bro. There's no team that's come back in the NBA Finals 3-1 to win it. So I'm just asking you, what was your thoughts on the last two games we saw before we got back into the asylum? I thought it was going to be 2-2, to be honest with you.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I thought we would be going back to San Antonio with a 2-2 tie, especially after seeing how LeBron and the Miami Heat responded after game one when LeBron went for 35 points and only had 3 assists. It almost looked like he was coming for cutthroat status. But what we saw in game 3 and game 4 was something – I'm not going to say dramatic, but it is It's all about the guy who I've been talking about in games one and game two. It's been the big play of Kawhi Leonard. Now, what Kawhi did in game three was something special. You know, this guy hasn't put up points like this ever. And he goes out, puts up 29 points in game three, goes 10 for 13 from the field, and he was the major reason why the San Antonio Spurs won game three the way that they did by 19 points. Then we turn around and come back Thursday evening and have game four in Miami. I thought that Miami, you know, after a loss, they, you know, especially being at home, they know how to get it done. But then you let the San Antonio Spurs come back in and beat you by 21? Hell, boogie, I'm not going to say this is the first time I ever seen the Miami Heat crowd just leave after three quarters, but I'll tell you this, Cliff. I've never seen so many red seats in a stadium with, like, you know, 14, 15 minutes still to play in the game. And what I saw in game four was literally this, L Boogie. I've never seen the big three of the Miami Heat all shut down at the same time. They all shut down before halftime yesterday, which was embarrassing. Normally in the third quarter, you're able to make a run. Everybody knows that the NBA is all about making runs. And we saw what they did in game three. They tried to make a run, being down so many points. They got it within eight, and then it just got out of hand in game three. Well, game four, they didn't even try to come back, L Boogie. They just laid down, dog. So to me, it's embarrassing to see more of the Miami Heat lay down rather than to see San Antonio just simply smack them around. Now, I'm going to say this. San Antonio is one of the most passionist teams that I've seen in this era since Showtime, the Los Angeles Lakers Showtime. So you got to go back to 85, 86, you know, through 89 to get Showtime. And that's what I'm seeing in San Antonio. It's just that they got a whole bunch of key pieces that are making shots. Everybody's busting ass. And good old Boris Diaw, if he continues to play the way that he's been playing L Boogie, oh, it's going to be over Sunday. So I hope that Miami Heat didn't bring their tackle boxes and they fishing hats and all that, because I think they could go in San Antonio and win one game. You just got to take it one game at a time. I know it sounds impossible, but it could be done. It looks like they're better on the road anyway than they are at home. So we'll see if they can actually get this one game in San Antonio. But if they are, L Boogie, they better have heart on this one, because being down 3-1, there have been 31 teams that be up 3-1, and 31 teams have gone on to win and be and conquer that championship, L Boogie. So, yoo-wee, Miami. I know Mount Everest is one of the highest mountains ever, but, boy, why would you want to climb Mount Everest in this time of the year? I just don't know. But that's what San Antonio is. So, get your goggles on. It's time to go D.C. swimming with the sharks. And, man, you got to come out, you know, with some meat for you and your family, man, because Miami – and LeBron James and Mr. D-Wade, don't let Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green do you like they did you in game four. Please don't let them do you like that. L Boogie, I know you picked Miami, and I know I wanted to switch my pick after game two. But, man, oh, man, is it going down this weekend? We'll see. I want to see what Miami going to do. Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie. I got to ask you this, man. Now your boy, Carmelo Anthony, he done opted out. Does this mean that the Miami Heat, the big three, are going to make some room and take some pay cuts to get that guy they call Melo? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, and I'm a Melo fan. You know, and I'm a New York Knicks fan. I hope that we can sign him back. But this is the AAU generation. I just want to put that out there. This is the AAU generation where everybody wants to team up instead of playing against each other. I haven't experienced this before, where guys want to be together so much and team up instead of wanting to beat somebody. Now, they could make some room, Bosh pay cut. They can amnesty Dwayne Wade and go against the luxury tax, and that's how they can make some room. But I'm going to be honest with you. If he does go to Miami, I don't think I'm going to be too interested in the NBA. Reason being, it's just it won't be any fun. And like I said, stop comparing this guy to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. He's more to me of a Dr. J when you look at the history. Doc needed people to win it all. You know, he got Moses Malone to get over that hump. I just don't think that, you know, we give this guy a lot of credit, and I do too. He's a unique talent, best player on the planet in this generation. But to put him on Mount Everest with the greats, I'm looking right now, I can't, because he clocked out. You know what I'm saying? He shut it down early, and the greats don't do that. And I got to give credit to the chef. He predicted that might have been the last win for the Miami Heat. Right now, he's looking good. I hope my Father's Day is better. I hope we can go to 6 games at least, and I have a good Father's Day present with a victory by the Heat, because I just wanted to see good basketball. That's why I wanted to go 7. But one thing that I'm looking at, that the Indiana Pacers, the Brooklyn Nets, guys who are checking LeBron were scared and were scared to intimidated to go back at him. But Kawhi Leonard is not. I beg to differ with Kawhi Leonard. Star is being born. He didn't do anything game 2, but he must have really went down to South Beach, had some good margaritas, got a good little suntan, and just balled out the last 2 games. Big ups to Kawhi Leonard, because, man, he's the key. If Kawhi plays well, then they win. If he doesn't, they lose. So that's the key for those guys in Miami. And I say this, why do they keep putting Dwayne Wade on Boris Diaw? Put Wade on Kawhi Leonard and let LeBron check Diaw when you go to those lineups. Or keep, you know, put Haslin. Go with Batty A.
Right.
It just kills me how these coaches all of a sudden go to their bench and they think they've done something good when they started Rashard Lewis and he was balling. But then you don't play these other guys as far as on the bench time. Man, sometimes it runs out. And just for an example, Ray Allen, after the first 2 games, I haven't seen Ray. Where's Jesus? We're still looking for Jesus in the middle of the night. Where are you? I tell you. It's not looking good.
Where you at?
Man, the heat is on. LeBron James, the heat is on. Man, the heat is on. When we come back, talk a little bit more about this series. I got another question for the world, especially about this Hall of Fame stuff. And we're going to have a couple of, you know what I'm saying, predictions. And like I said, you know, we'll talk a little, you know, football, a little baseball. And it's the soccer. It's the World Cup, baby. Man,
World
I want to give a special shout-out. It's the World Cup. Special shout-out to GlobalNetwork1.com. AJ, Fast Eddie. Man, my dude, the young chef. You know what I mean? And, yeah, Miami. This San Antonio talking to you. You better understand they in the building. And I tell you what, they ain't going to rope it off yet until the final buzzer go off, man. You in the street with your boy T-Row and L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, let's go.
Fucking hood up, got all these pounds of ganja. I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building. Pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, with a team so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they seeing me, but they ain't seen shit.
But they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah,
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air. Hood that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it, fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded.
Trippy. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it.
Woo-wee.
Don't buy another round, they tried to shut
Let's
it down.
Let's do it.
About an hour ago, but we
it's the street.
Man, that's what San Antonio telling the Heat. You about to buy some rounds. Hell yeah.
Get some of that spade up in your life. Ace of spades, ooh, that is.
Man, it's going down. You back in the streets with your boy T-Row and L. Book. Give us a shout, man. 347-855-896. You know what I mean? That's for you guys listening on the blog. And if you on the phone, and your phone get dead or something, and you buy your internet, man, get with us on the net. BlogTalkRadio.com, search box. The streets is talking. You already know, man.
Hey.
We coming in this, we live, man. We in the streets. You know what I mean? So, oh, Ro, I just got to tell you this, man. Whew. I was looking at the first 48 the other day, man. I wanted to call you. I was still in Arizona. And they was talking about that neighborhood called in your hometown. What's that neighborhood called? Cliff what?
Oak Cliff, baby.
Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff. Yes, sir.
Ooh. Oak Cliff, man. I do not want to be in Oak Cliff.
It's going down in the Oak Town, baby. You gotta be heavily armored around that battlefield, you know what I mean?
War ready. So, speaking of war ready, let me ask you this, Ro, before we continue and maybe get into Asylum on the next break. What does the Miami Heat need to do just to get a victory?
Just play smart basketball. LeBron has to take the game over. We all know that, L Boogie. It's nothing different, and there's nothing else to be seen or nothing else to be known. Everybody knows who the man is. And if the man is not producing the way that we want him to, it's just not going to be good. As you can see in game four, L Boogie, in the fourth quarter alone, that was the first time I've ever seen LeBron just throw up shots. It didn't look like he was just trying to make the shot. It looked like he was just throwing it up, holding the ball for 8-9 seconds, then just toss up a shot. That's not the LeBron that I know. That's not the LeBron that I've grown to see. And I think LeBron, I'm not gonna use what Stephen A. Smith uses, that they're tired, they look like they're worn out. I'm not gonna say that. Because you and I both know, L Boogie, when you playing at home, it don't matter if you're tired. You're going to find that energy because the fans are going to help you get to where you need to go. Miami just didn't – they got to get their minds right, L Boogie. They just need to go out and have some fun. It's like they already thinking about what the media is going to talk about when the game – I mean, they need to just go back to being the Miami Heat. Put some smiles on your faces, play some ball, because the refs, L Boogie, got their hand in this thing. It's some ticky-tack calls being called. I'm not going to lie. I'm not appreciative of all the calls that these guys are making. You got to let these boys play. This is a final. And Miami just got to just go back. It's not about being hungry. It's just about you being – Just play basketball, man. Just play this game that you love the way that you know how. Because you've already beat San Antonio once. It's not like that you have to do a lot to change what the makeup is of your team. Just go out, have some fun, man, and let LeBron take this game over. Now, when I say take the game over, you know, San Antonio is that type of team that can let LeBron score 45, 55 points, and Miami will still lose. So, for me, I just need LeBron to be more aggressive like he was in game two. Don't worry about the aftermath if you're down 8 or 10. Come on, man, it's the NBA. You can make runs in the NBA. Do you think Miami has what it takes to make that run, L Boogie, to get a win in San Antonio and take it back to Miami for game six?
That's a good question. I don't want to hear about if he's, you know, they're tired. Hey, they wanted this. They wanted to be playing in June, in late June, not 4, not 5, not 6, but 7 and 8 times. So they, you know, be careful for what you ask for. You wanted this pressure. You wanted to be on this stage. And you need to deliver. So, you know, when you're the best player on the planet, that's what comes with it, you know. So do they have what it takes? Yes, because they've won there. The first two games, he came out aggressive. He looked it real sharp. He looked nice. Can he force a game six? We will see. We'll see if he can force a game six. I think he can. They're playing like desperation. But it's going to be hard to win 3 in a row against San Antonio. You know, I remember the big intellect calling in, saying it'd be over in 6. You know, T. Nick from the sports officials saying it'd be over in 6. And I was saying 7 in the Heat. I guess I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess
hey,
I'm
man.
Not a good. Go ahead.
It's not your fault, man. I mean, just the way the Miami Heat were trying to compete against San Antonio has not matched up at all. It looked like Kawhi Leonard was going to be that missing link for the San Antonio Spurs that Miami Heat could take advantage of. But, man, did he turn it around. And it's just not him, L Boogie. It's Patty Mills. It's Boris Diaw. It's T. Danny Green. These guys are, I mean, just think about Game 3, L Boogie. In the first half, the boys shot 76%. I mean, come on, man. Everything they were throwing up was going in. Now, I picked San Antonio to win, but when you just see a team just hitting shots like that, especially on the road, you know it ain't no way that a team can beat a team that's on fire like that, L Boogie. It's just,
And I can understand Game 3. I can understand Game 3, but Game 4, I think Pop is out-coaching Eric Spoelstra. I think Spoelstra don't know what the hell he's doing right now. He can't make any in-game adjustments. I mean, go zone. Go zone. Play a little zone. Mix it up. I mean, try anything.
Well,
you're losing.
They can't do that either, L Boogie, because when you see them playing defense and trying to rotate and do the certain help side defenses, you always notice that there's a smaller man on the guy who's under the basket. So, yeah, you're right. Pop is out coaching Eric Spoelstra, but at the same time, you know, Spoelstra just got to throw his hands up because it's his team that's not producing. It's just a team. Mario Chalmers ain't scored, 10 points in 4 games. You know what I mean? And the bench is not like your bench. Like you say, Ray Allen has been missing. Game 2 was a good one where Jesus Shuttlesworth showed up, gave us a little bump and dump. But it's just, you don't get that. You're not getting that right now. And what you're getting from Ray Allen and Mario Chalmers is what you got from Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green in the first 2 or 3 games. It's just mediocre. You need those guys to give you at least 15, 18 points if you want to win, L Boogie. That's all I'm saying.
Man, no bench. Like Jay-Z said, you need more people. No
bench. Let me ask you this, L Boogie. Why in the hell is Donald Sterling trying to keep himself in the news, man? Why don't this guy just sell his team, dog? Now the new report is that Donald Sterling is about to sue the league, the NBA, for the $1 billion, which puts the selling of the Los Angeles Clippers on hold yet once again. Where we are 10 days past the June 3rd hearing that was supposed to go down. And what I'm hearing from a little snitch's L Boogie is that not only is Donald Sterling going to sue the NBA for that $1 billion, but he didn't hire some private investigators, L Boogie. And the private investigators that he hired, he wants them to investigate the former commissioner, Mr. David Stern, as well as the new commissioner, Mr. Adam Silver, as well as the other owners in the league, because he feels, or he states, that the NBA, he said that the NBA is trying to take away his right to privacy and his freedom of speech. L Boogie, what the hell is going on with Donald Sterling? Is he going to be in the news until next season? Is this what we're going to be having to deal with until October?
Wow, this is something that Donald Sterling, you know, this is what people, when they have money and they have nothing to do with their money, this is what they do. They go and they waste their money and try to fight court cases. And I don't know why he wants to, you know, sue David Stern. He needs to be happy that David Stern vetoed the trade to the Lakers and allowed Chris Paul to come to his team. Up the value of the team. I don't know why he's suing David Stern and Alvin Silver. He needs to be saying thank you. Thank you for letting Chris Paul come to my organization for our value. And up our value. I don't understand why he's trying to sue. This is just, you know, like you said, something for him to be in the media. And people with money can do things like this. Just sue for no reason. Just get it over with.
sell the team, and walk away. What Kenny Rogers
right.
used to say? Know when to walk away, know when to run. You feel me?
Know when to walk away, El Boogie.
Know when to walk away. Man, that's Kenny Rogers, man. He has to know when to walk away. I still don't get it. I don't know why he still wants to be in the news, why he's going through with it. He should be happy. He's getting – he bought the team for $12 million. You're about to get $2 billion, Donald. You should be happy. No more headaches. You don't have to worry about black people around you. You don't have to worry about none of that. Just check your $2 billion. And like my man from the sports officials would say, the OG scorekeeper, shout out to Heaven on You, keep it moving productions. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving productions. You got to go. You got to go.
Got to
go home.
Come on, Donald Sterling. Get your ass right.
Yeah, man. It's looking real ugly for Donald, man. Real ugly for Donald. You know,
the attorney for Shelly Sterling has said that they're gonna ask the probate court to issue an expedite of the team being sold as soon as possible. Hell Boogie, does this mean that do you think Shelly Sterling is playing a part in this right along with Donald Sterling? Because, you know, there was supposed to be a hearing with all the owners on June 3rd. Here we are, June 13th. You know, Shelly Sterling seems to be trying to sell the team, but at the same time, she still has the Sterling last name. Do you think that she knows exactly what Donald Sterling is doing up until this point, or do you think she's trying to do whatever she can to get her piece of the bread?
Well, I think she's trying to do everything that's in her power to set herself up and get the piece of that money, man. I know you smell the money. So, you know, Shelly, Shell, you know, she's trying to get those ends for all the things that Donald has done to her and put her through so much mental stress. And so she's just trying to stick it to him. And, you know, the billion, I guess, that he's going to get from selling the team, the half, because it's up for $2 million, am I correct? So the purchase
Absolutely.
Is worth $2 billion. So she get $1 billion and he gets $1 billion. So I think with his billion, he's looking at, man, I'm going to sue. So I think that Ms. Sterling is really just trying to get this money and get it over with so she can go on with her life and walk away as well.
Well, they better do something because we can't have them Sterlings in the league, man. I don't care what happens. I don't want to see Donald Sterling sitting on the sideline or even eating a bag of popcorn in the fifth row since he can't get them front row seats no more. I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to hear about it no more. El Boogie, before we go to break, I've been hearing a lot of news. That boy, they got your boy Andrew Wiggins. They got him on his little workout trial. He's working out for the Philadelphia 76ers, you know, on Monday and Tuesday of this week coming up. And then after that, he go to Cleveland for Wednesday, see what he got out there in Cleveland. And then on Friday, he's going to end up in Milwaukee giving them a workout. What's your thoughts? Think he's going to be the number one pick, or you think somebody else going to be showing up and proving?
I'm sorry, Big Intellect, but I can't waste my pick on Andrew Wiggins. I know you say he got a good upside, and the people been saying this when he was in high school in the All-American game. People didn't see it. Oh, you're going to see it in college. You got a great upside. I waited to college. He gave me little spurts here and there, but who doesn't if you're playing 34, 35 minutes a game? Who doesn't give you a flash here and there?
very athletic, can you know, be that guy in the open court. But just when you in the half court setting and you need a bucket, that's not the guy I'm going to pick. If I'm just going on the draft, if I need a bucket in the NBA and I'm looking at this draft, who's going to give it to me with 10 to 5 seconds to go? I can't go on potential. I got to go on right now. And right now, I just think that Parker, is the pick. And I'm going to say this, the safe pick. You know, you're Cleveland. Yeah. You need to get the safest pick. You know, and I can't draft on potential at this point if I'm the Cleveland Cavs. That's just me. But hey. You know, a lot of people think it should be Joel Embiid. A lot of people think it should be Wiggins, Parker, you know, Julius Randle. He just had surgery. Got a lot of guys who are bag of bones. So, you know, I don't know. But for me, I would pick Wiggins. I mean, excuse me, I would pick Parker. Who would you take with the first pick, Ro?
Yeah, I'm with you. I told you I picked Jabari Parker because – I mean, right now you have you really getting your pieces to the puzzle together in Cleveland. You got a great point guard in Kyrie Irving who's really getting it together. And, you know, Deion Waiters, once he and, you know, Kyrie kind of squash what they squash, and, you know, hopefully the summertime will bring them closer together to where they can, you know, do more things and be more enemies, you know what I mean? Tristan Thompson is coming around. You still got Anthony Bennett who can, you know, those two can kind of float off of each other. Varejao still over there. When he's healthy, he's very productive with the Cavaliers. So, you know, that one piece that you're missing is that three. Yeah, you got, you know, your boy Luau, but Luau is on his way down. You know, he has to be in a specific situation that shines to his potential. And Cleveland doesn't have that. They don't run the ball through the three man. Okay, that's second nature. So they need to get Jabari Parker. I think a young Jabari Parker would help the nucleus of the Cleveland Cavaliers for what they have right now. Like you said, El Boogie, if you're looking for somebody who can give me that score, you know, right now with the last 10, 8, 5 seconds left, yeah, you'll be more comfortable with giving the ball to Jabari and watching him do his thing. I just think that with Kyrie, Deion Waiters, and Jabari Parker, I think that helps you out with having that consistent 1-2-3 where you don't have a different starting lineup every month and, you know, so forth and so on. So I'm like you. My pick would definitely be the safe pick and going with Jabari Parker. I know Andrew Wiggins, you know, has the hops, can do certain things. I know the NBA is more wide open, which he's looking forward to joining. But at the same time, you know, I feel more comfortable with Jabari Parker than I would Andrew Wiggins in this draft. So that's what I'm saying.
You already know. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Once again, we want to take this opportunity, man, to give our love and prayers to the, you know, the Ray Kobe family, and my man Antoine Teasley. But bro, you know what I'm saying? They up in the streets in the heavens, man. You know what I mean? If I ruled the world, I wish I could have, you know, seen before they got out of here. You know what I mean? But we love them, and we'll be back in two. We're going to get into the asylum. What's up to the big intellect? What's up, Unc? I see you, man. Let's go. Where you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, open up. For restaurant select, they open up. Start a franchise. So my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. And so my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class with every like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds
still, even in the photos. Thinking about the ex-girl I hold though, like would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters? With a mansion that's about 5 floors, no more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams, and finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
A dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter, then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world.
Yeah, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world.
Man,
if I rule the world. Man, if I rule the world, the streets, man, we gonna be on ES. We gonna be on that four-letter network, man. If I rule the world. You know what I mean? The streets, we'll come on right after First Take. You know what I mean? All you got to do is call 347-855-8896 or log on blogtalkradio.com. And then we can rule the world. And then we'll be on ESPN, man, hollering. Giving you the real. You already know. What the deal, bro?
What's up with Cleveland turning down the... Hey, first, before we get to the side, let me ask you, man. What's up with the Cleveland Browns turning down the HBO special Hard Knocks, man? I wanted to see old Johnny on HBO. What?
You wanted to see that circus? You really wanted to see that circus?
Yeah, I wanted to see HBO following Johnny to Las Vegas and... You know, the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont and, you know, game 2 front row seat, you know, rubbing shoulders with the San Antonio Spurs on it. Yeah, I like to see all that.
You can't. You know, it's just like when you're on the cover of the Madden game or the EA Sports Madden game, when you go on Hard Knocks, you don't usually do too well the next season.
Yeah, you right about that.
You don't do well during the season when your training camp is on Hard Knocks. You don't perform too well. You're acting too much. You know the camera's on you. You're not in full strength. You're not giving it your all. You know, you want to be seen. You don't want to talk all. You know, they might be listening. So I think it was a good thing for the Browns not to have that circus, that fiasco around the organization during Johnny's first year. Hey, maybe next year. And, you know, I'm hearing in the streets that, you know what I'm saying, Brown Hoyer is you know, head and shoulders over Johnny right now in camp. But does that mean anything?
Expected.
No. Right, that's expected. And does that mean anything? No. Because I just think Johnny Money is a gamer. I don't think he's a practice player. We got a lot of PT peers out there, and we're not talking about prime time players. We're talking about practice players. Like Allen Iverson said, yes, practice. You talk about practice? Yeah, we're talking about practice. So yeah, I'm glad that the Browns turned it down. it would have been another thorn in the side of Cleveland of bad luck already. So, yes, Ro, I'm satisfied, and I'm happy that they made one good decision. No, you already got enough going on. So I'm glad that they don't have it, man. I'm glad that Hard Knocks is not in at Berea, Ohio, which is where the Cleveland Browns practice.
Right. So they let the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons have decided that they go take over and let HBO document them on Hard Knocks this season. So we'll get to see, you know, the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, the OG scorekeeper and T-Nick, Nil-Nil, and Mitch going to definitely keep us in the loop with what's going on out there with that HBO special thing, man. So, you know, we'll definitely be able to get an inside track on that HBO special Hard Knocks. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? You ready to go to this asylum, brother?
Let's do it, bro. I can't wait. Who we got coming in first, man?
Oh, man, well, you know, man, it's always a blessing when we get this caller to call in, man, especially on the street. We always hear him on Sundays with the sports officials, so it's a blessing. Like I said, man, we got the big intellect. For those that don't know, that's one of the co-hosts, Big Pops over there, Nil-Nil, you know, and he done joined in with the streets this evening. I'm pretty sure he got a lot to talk about on this series of the NBA Finals. Yo, big intellect. Welcome to the streets. You all live with T-Row and L Boogie. How you doing this evening?
Outstanding, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Yeah, it's the weekend. So you know how always look forward to the weekend. And big intellect before Sunday even get here. Happy Father's Day to you. You know, it's the Father's Day edition for the street.
Appreciate that, brothers.
Big intellect, you looking real intellectual with your pick right now. Talk to me.
One of the things that that has impressed me the most about San Antonio is the fact that they're able to get production deep into their bench, something that Miami's not able to do. And that goes all the way back to Greg Popovich, because the one thing that he does better than any coach in the league is manage his players' minutes. I mean, there are going to be games during the regular season where Ginobili and Parker and Duncan don't even play at all, and you still manage to win some of those games. So the fact that nobody on their team averages more than 30 minutes a game means they got fresh legs, and they all have game time experience, so that they know the system, they know how to run the plays, and they are way ahead of Miami as far as execution is concerned.
Right. Now, Big Intellect, let me ask you this. With the way that game one was played and LeBron, they called it the cramp game, he came back in game two and put it on San Antonio. Did you think in game four that was going to be a replay?
Well, think about what happened think about what happened in game two. San Antonio lost that game by 2 points, especially when Tony Parker and Tim Duncan missed 4 free throws down the stretch, which could have altered the outcome of that game one way or the other. So
right.
while LeBron James, he did ball out, there's no doubt about it, the rest of his teammates still left him hanging. One thing that we all have to remember is that if you think about this in the big three era, which is what the last 4 years, those guys have all played well over 400 NBA games, and not including international competition that the big three took part in. So that takes a toll over time. Those legs are not fresh, and if you look at Dwayne Wade, when he gets into the lane, he's not exploding to the basket. He's fading away. He can barely turn the corner off a pick when he has the ball, so his explosiveness is gone. And it's
right.
Not likely to return anytime soon. So when you put that together with how San Antonio is executing, and it doesn't matter what LeBron James does, he can go for 50 and they're still going to lose.
Yeah, I said the same thing, Big Intellect. Let me ask you this, Big Intellect. There's a lot of talk now in the news about Carmelo opting out of New York. Is it a possibility that the Big Three take pay cuts to have the fourth member out of that top five draft class of when they all came out?
Anything's possible, but think about this. Even if they all take pay cuts to put that together, you still have to get what Miami is not getting right now. They're not getting point guard play. They have next to no interior play. And Carmelo Anthony doesn't help them with that. They don't move the ball very well, even though you even have LeBron James. They don't move the ball very well, and Carmelo Anthony is just going to make that worse. So adding Carmelo Anthony to that mix is just going to be a disaster for them if they do it. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either, because I know one thing about Adam Silver. He does take out the David Stern. And the one last thing that David Stern did major before he left was not let that trade go through with Chris Paul going to the Lakers. And I think Adam Silver is going to be the bad guy in this one. He's going to wear the bad guy villain cape on this one. He ain't going to let that go down. Why would you have a big – I mean, that just don't – I just can't see that happening if Chris Paul wasn't allowed to go to the Lakers.
Well, you have to remember that when that trade went down, the NBA owned the New Orleans Hornets. The team was controlled by the league while it was still up in the air. What the NBA said was that trade would have stuck New Orleans with a bunch of aging players and expiring contracts that didn't add any value to that team, and that's why they vetoed the trade, because if I own the team, I'm not gonna devalue the team with a trade, even though you might think that you're gonna get what you want in the short run. In the long run, what the NBA did actually made the team more valuable.
Right. Right. Great point.
Beginning leg, this your boy L Boogie, man. Once again, happy Father's Day to you. Question for you. I was on the sports officials. And we got into a dispute about the kid, Chris Bosh. And I want to ask you this. Is he Hall of Fame?
Lord, no. No. Chris Bosh will be buying a ticket to the Hall of Fame like the rest of us.
Right. Straight. Give us your take. And like, why is that? Now, give us your reasoning why.
To me, in order to be a Hall of Famer, you have to be among the best at your position over a long period of time. Chris Bosh has been very good, but he hasn't been the best. If you go down the list right now of the best players at that position in the NBA, Chris Bosh was somewhere about 6-7, maybe. There are 6 or 7 players
Absolutely.
Better than him at his position. In the NBA right now. So Hall of Fame, absolutely not.
Yeah,
Thank you, Big Intellect.
You most definitely had to let them guys know on Sunday.
I think it's just too much. Hall of Fame, man, is asking a bit too much. I mean, the dude just, like you said, L Boogie, he came along for the ride, right along with LBJ. Dwayne Wade did a great job of recruiting that one year to get both of those guys to come to Miami. And this is what I'm going to say. Chris Bosh is a good player, and he's learning how to do other things other than being a big man by playing in Miami. Because Miami has LeBron, which is inside and outside. So now Chris Bosh has to learn how to be more of a wing player, you know, instead of just posting up and doing some of the things that look good on, like, what he did in game 4, being aggressive, going to the cup. You know, when he's coming to the cup strong, there's really nobody on the San Antonio Spurs team that can really get up with it. He can jump higher than anybody on the San Antonio Spurs team, but it's just that he has to float outside because LeBron has to post and do this and do that, and then D. Wade needs to do so. You know, right now you can't say that, you know, he's a top all-star. He's an all-star because fans are allowed to vote, and we know that in this day and age, in this era, fans gonna vote for their favorite players. And you know, we need to get that changed immediately because I don't like the way that be going down. And, it's the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
I absolutely agree because when you think about, just like I told Neil on Sunday, Chris Bosh has been an All-Star 9 times. Well, Joe Johnson has been an All-Star 7 times. Is he going to the Hall of Fame? I think not. You know what I'm saying? when you look at even right now, when you look at the All NBA team, the starting center on the All NBA team is Joakim Noah. So are you telling me right now that Joakim Noah is the best center in the NBA?
In the league.
Not Dwight Howard. Joakim Noah. So
yeah,
All-Star things, All NBA, all those things are all well and good, but your play over time, and not only you have to be among the best in your position to even sniff the Hall of Fame, and Chris Bosh is not that. So that argument is squashed.
Big Intellect, what do you think about the hiring of Derek Fisher over in New York, who was announced as the new head coach on Wednesday?
Anybody, first of all, we all know that the best NBA coaches in general are point guards. Doc Rivers, Mark Jackson was good, I thought. So I think that somebody who has been in the league for 18 years with 5 NBA championships, played with a variety of different types of players and in a couple of systems, but he's master of the triangle. And
right.
And with Phil Jackson just kind of lingering in the background, just kind of giving him backup, giving him pointers, and not only the most important thing is somebody he can go talk to when things get a little difficult. He has somebody he can bounce ideas off of, somebody to mentor him while he's going through this transition, which is something Jason Kidd didn't have. And Jason Kidd still managed to get his team into the playoffs. That New York Knicks roster is a hot mess, but I think that Derek Fisher, a couple of years down the road, I think Derek Fisher is going to be among the better coaches in this league.
I believe. I think you're going to turn out to be like Doc Rivers. I really do.
I hope so for my mistake. You're a home
that Knicks roster is a hot mess. I honestly believe that if they have one amnesty contract that they can get rid of right now, I would get rid of Amari Stoudemire. You still have to pay him, but it comes off of your salary cap. He hasn't given you anything in the past 3 years, and you're still paying him $17, $18 million a year. So if you can get his contract off the books, you find yourself with a little bit of flexibility, but you're going to have to amnesty somebody on that roster. You can't keep all those bums.
Right.
Absolutely.
Making all that money.
Yeah, not for all that money, though. Man. The money is what's keeping them from being competitive. So if they drop one of those contracts, you'll be able to keep Carmelo Anthony and bring in another player. And then you still have some expiring contracts on that roster, too. So hopefully with Phil Jackson, and now you have Derek Fisher on there, you can rebuild that roster. It's not it could be difficult, but it won't be impossible. It is New York, and it is Phil Jackson.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Phil Jackson.
Big Intellect, you got anything else to say to the streets before we let you go, sir?
Yeah, let me talk about Donald Sterling here for just a second. Who knows what his motivation is for changing these things and talking about his privacy rights and anything like that? Here's the one thing that some his lawyers aren't telling him while they're racking up all those billable hours. It doesn't matter whether you think that your privacy rights have been violated. You can say whatever you want, but you have to suffer the consequences for what you say. What he said reduced the value of the Los Angeles Clippers franchise, and the league had the absolute right to prevent that from happening because now your sponsors have all pulled out, Your players don't want to play for you. You had the possibility of a boycott of a playoff game. That's outrageous. So the league is well within its rights to take his franchise away, and he should just collect. Now everybody knows, everybody's saying that he should just collect his $2 billion and go away. Well, to me it's a no-brainer, but if he wants to pay those lawyers all that money, all them billable hours, is one thing for certain. He will lose that case. It is non-winnable for him. So he's just throwing bad money after good, and he's still going to end up selling the team anyway. So just sell the team, go away, and let the rest of us watch the NBA.
Absolutely. Man.
That's what's up, big intellect.
Appreciate that, fellas.
Well, you, there you have it. That's the big intellect. We thank you for chiming in with us, big intellect. You know you're going to hear from us on Sunday. We definitely going to be on the Sports Officials. We got to definitely chime in and go hard there just as well. So we know we always love when you call in, big intellect, and hopefully we'll hear from you on Monday, you know, talking about, you know, we are the champions.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I can't wait. You know, all those bandwagon Miami Heat fans, you know, you have a right to root for who you want to, but right now they have been taken down Jabroni Street over to Know Your Role Boulevard and checked into the SmackDown Hotel. It's gonna be ugly on Sunday. I'm telling you right now. If San Antonio doesn't win that game by 25, I'll be shocked.
Oh yeah, me too. I think it's gonna be blowout fever. Big intellect, we'll holler at you on Monday.
All right, baby.
Oh, bro.
Hey.
Don't let him lose 4-1, man. I'm going to hear from the D-Mac. Oh, they're going to shoot me down. And then they're going to say to me, look at your faces.
It's going down there, Boogie. I told you to pick them Spurs, boy. You're going to listen one of these days.
Oh, like Kevin Hart said, oh, you going to learn.
Oh, you going to learn today. You know what it is, man. Let's get back into the asylum before we go to another break, man. You know what I'm saying? And let's go ahead and bring our dude in, man, because this guy right here, L Boogie, when I told him we was going to bring him in after the big intellect, he said, no, you don't want to hear from me this evening. So you know what that means. This game's about to be a lot of controversy. Jumping up on the open the asylum right now. I hope you got the ice pack ready, because here he comes. Yo, it's the chef. Taste of heaven. Yo, chef, what's the deal, baby?
You don't want to hear from me tonight. Y'all, you know you done messed up, right?
that's all thing. That's the only thing I've been hearing, L Boogie.
You know,
what's on your mind, Chef? Why we don't want to hear from you, man? I know your team is up 3-1. There have been 31 teams in the NBA to be, you know, to have this 3-1 lead. 31 up, 31 wins. Does that mean San Antonio closing Sunday, or are we going back to Miami?
Man, it's over with Sunday. It ain't even nothing to talk about. I'm trying to keep my composure. It ain't nothing to talk about. It's gonna be over with. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, man. If Miami win in San Antonio, it's going to be a lot of people on the Miami Heat lynch. I'm telling y'all, they bringing them ropes out. The horse is going to be outside, and I'm letting y'all know what's going to happen. Them Texas boys down there, they fire up. They drunk from last week when they sit up here and cut the power off, the air conditioner off. Now, I'm letting y'all know. I'm trying to tell y'all. I know what's going on. Yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? You just don't understand. Y'all just don't understand. It's bigger than NBA this year.
We going to see. It's going back to Miami. Father's Day. He going to give me a good Father's Day present, Chef. It's going back to Miami.
hey, L Boogie, man. You out of AZ, man. Out of AZ, that's what I'm going to tell you. Listen, I'm putting this on my mama. Once the San Antonio Spurs win Sunday, I'm throwing a party, and it's going to do numbers like the Super Bowl. That's all I'm going to say. I'm throwing a party on Vegas, and it's going to do numbers like the Super Bowl. It ain't always about what you know. It ain't always about what you know or how you know. It's what can you guarantee. Because behind every answer and every question, vice versa, is not always a question or an answer. So I want y'all to do this. When San Antonio Spurs win Sunday, and El Boogie, I'm going to say, look at their faces. It's going to be all boo-hooing. It's going to be tiles everywhere. On LeBron James, who ain't snatched that headband off yet. Huh? Because I know you
don't
know them.
You don't
know
the San Antonio?
We ain't worried about that. We ain't, listen, I'm intellect. You took the words right out of my mouth, but you forgot one key piece. Last year, when the series was paid off by Vegas, he had players as Mario Chalmers. He had players as in Mike Miller. He had players as in Ray Allen. Chris Bosh giving you 18 to 22 points. Dwayne Wade giving you 17 to 22 points. See, it was a whole mixture of scoring. Let me tell you what the Spurs is doing. They are eliminating that. LeBron says, we know what you're going to do. We see what you did. What you scored 12 straight on us in the third quarter? Y'all thought y'all was going to make y'all run? Guess what? We snatched the heart out and we sucked the blood from it and we put you back in your place, son. I'm giving y'all too much game tonight.
Let me ask you this. If they do win, so you know, you're guaranteeing them that they'll win. Do Tim Duncan, does the big three retire?
Tim Duncan and Ginobili's going to retire.
You don't think Tony Parker's going to retire if those two get out of there?
No, I think Tony Parker got another 3 years in him. I believe before like 2016, 2017, Tony Parker's going to call it a quits. See, Duncan gone. This is to solidify his dominance. You feel me? Look at the record that he broke. He broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record last night.
Well, fairness, not taking anything away from Tim Duncan, but fairness to Kareem, back then in the first round, they were playing 2 out of 3 games. Then it went to 3 out of 5, and then it went to 4 out of 7 in the first round. So, yes, he did, you know, beat Kareem as far as minutes. But just in my opinion, you can, you know, quote me on this or, you know, we can debate on another show. Not better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Timmy, and I will say this, Timmy, 17 years, been in the league, 17 years he took his team to the playoffs. Not taking anything away from the great Timmy Duncan. But when you want to, but there's no way, that's just me, that you're putting them better than Kareem.
At LB, man, it's obviously you not understanding my passive way tonight. And I ain't going to turn up on you. But I'm going to let it be known this. That's all I'm going to let it be known. When you speak upon the greatest centers, it's always controversy of who the best. When you speak against the best power forward that ever did it, there's no argument. None.
Okay, power forward. Okay, best power forward, I agree,
ever.
Best power forward.
Ever.
Better than Carmelo?
Man, fuck it. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's better. Of course, he's better than Karl Malone. Barkley's better than Karl Malone. That's just my opinion.
Ooh, that's controversial. That just cooked up something. Ooh, wait.
Too bad.
Hey, can I ask
you? I love Karl Malone. But I just think with the tools that Charles Barkley changed, when you change rules to games, you the best. You one of the best. Ball for the whole 24 seconds, dribbling the ball on the block. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. 12 feet and in, Charles Barkley was the best power forward in the game, and besides Tim Duncan. Now, Karl Malone, yes, he's good, but let's recall, Karl Malone reminds me of Chris Paul. He chokes in crunch time. Do your homework.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Controversy. Okay.
What's in your cup, man? Because you
jumped. He misses free throws in crunch time. And let's recall the last two possessions against Chicago Bulls. One, he threw up garbage, and on the second one, he got stripped. He didn't read the double team well, and he got stripped by who? Michael Jordan.
The man who hit the game with a shot, all in the same 45 seconds.
And to add to that, we don't want to talk about the awfulness that we witnessed at the end of his career with the Lakers. That was pitiful. You know, we don't want to
That was just the Lakers trying to him up an all-star squad. They had Gary Payton. You can blame that on Gary Payton, too. Had all those suckers on that team.
Gary Payton. Let me ask you this, Chef.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
I want to know why today, Friday, we in the streets and we still hearing about is Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer? Why is my ears hearing this buffoonery?
It's a debate. That's why you're hearing it. Because somebody think that Chris Bosh going to the Hall of Fame. They think he's good enough to go.
Can I give y'all my honest opinion real quick, and I might weigh 95% of this?
Speak on it.
Listen.
Carmelo Anthony is not going to the Heat. The Miami Heat would not even be the Miami Heat next year. I am guaranteeing. You hear these words. I am guaranteeing that Carmelo end up as a Rocket.
No.
Wow.
He can't come back west. He better stay in the East.
That's where he made his living at. He got to go back there. He got to go face that. Since he left there, he has not been the same Carmelo Anthony on the court. We know what type of numbers he could put up, but I'm talking about actual winning. He was trying to win over there. Since he came east, he turned soft. He got to go back to where his original roots is, and I'm letting y'all know, teaming up with Harden, Howard, Anthony, Beverly, and Terrence Jones, that's going to be the starting five. Make sure you heard it first. I'm letting y'all know this.
Well, you might think that, but I got another one for you.
Uh-oh.
I think they might trade Harrison Barnes and David Lee to the Knicks for Carmelo Anthony.
Man,
what is in your – come on, what's in y'all cup? I need to be drinking whatever y'all drinking this evening because I'm missing out.
Man,
it's
that's
the streets, man.
Man, that's too many – that's too much. Man, I don't know how that's going to turn. That's too much.
That's all you have to say. That's just too much. You ain't have to say nothing else after that. That's just crazy.
That's controversy right there.
Right there.
Oh, man. You know, I really don't want to go in tonight, man. You want me to tell you why? Because I don't want to eat my words Sunday.
because I got a lot of money up that I'm putting up in back. When they told me, I've been, you know, I really ain't take too many bets on the streets this year because when I took all them bets on the streets last year, I got my mouth torn off, so I'm sticking to what I know where I'll be winning at. I've been messing with Vegas. I've been throwing bones out there. Ain't nobody in the streets bet on it yet. But I'm telling y'all something, man. I'm going to let you know that game two was on San Antonio, and it's supposed to be a sweep. They have the remedy to beat Miami. I'm letting y'all know this. Pop is not on Mount Everest for nothing.
Yeah, that's a tough mountain to climb, man. That's a tough mountain to climb.
What's a tough mountain? Man, listen, man. All I'm going to say is this, man. T-Row, don't go against the grain like L Boogie did. Cause you know what?
I told you.
You want me to
take you 100% on this one.
Because I'm coming to the city tomorrow morning, and I'm will be in the city till Sunday night, and I am scoring, and I'm blowing down on whoever, and I'm letting y'all know, take my ID, I'm taking photos, and it's going to be called Look at the Station.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, come on, man, and bring an umbrella and some sunscreen and a whole bunch of blue blocking glasses because it's going to be hot. Triple digits.
I ain't coming back to AZ. That's dead. I don't know how y'all
you know you like that hot heat.
Man, that's too aggressive.
Well, Chef, anything else you want? Anything else you got for us, Chef, before we get up out of here?
Yes, I got one more thing. I got a lot of things, but I'm going to keep it real cordial tonight. I just want to let the world know, this is not a stopping. This is what it is. We ain't letting up, and we're showing the world what it's going to be. I can't talk none tonight but Spurs. And I just want to let y'all know that who wasn't with us in the beginning of the season, don't be with us at the end because we ain't accepted no new people. I'm the show. 4-1. Love y'all, man.
At least give us two games, man. Say 4-2, man. We need two more games, man.
4-1. NBA in the early.
Man. Well, Chef, we appreciate your predictions. We appreciate your insight, man. You letting us have it. And listen, I got to take it tonight. I got to take it, man. I said the Heat in 7, and it looks like it's going to be San Antonio in 5. Oh, man. And listen to this, Chef. I'm dedicating this song to myself and to all the Miami Heat fans, man. And I just want you to do this, Chef. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, man. Oh, I got to dedicate this song to myself and to the world, all the Heat fans, man. We this right now. We shook ones, man. Oh, man. Appreciate you calling in, Chef.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings.
The streets are talking, man.
Check it out, man.
We're going to get back. We're going to get back into society. Let's go.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, sitting in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19. sensation, getting closer to God. In a tight situation now, take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts stand straight up, shook one, shook one. It ain't a crook, son.
He just shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you, trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with the lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free.
Sonny Shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look.
Man, we scared to death, we scared to look.
Scared to look, they shook.
This
ain't no such thing.
Shook, man. He's mad to myself. Shook. It's the strength. He's back to the asylum, man. He's looking the best for us, man. We shook. It's the Street Sports Talk Show with your boy T-Row. I'm your host, El Boogie. And you know we got Juelz on the assignment as usual. Man, and once again, I just want to say we're dedicating this show to my man, you know, Mr. Ray Covey, and my man, the chef, the young chef, my man, Twin, Antoine Teasley, man. And big shout-out, and then, you know, we don't say enough, man. Big shout-out to my man, you know, LeBron James, man. He's from Akron, and he's paying for all the funerals for my man, Twin, man, who was gunned down in Miami. Oh, that's what's up.
They're going to ship his body back up to Cleveland, Ohio, man. And, you know, we're going to have a celebration. So, you know,
that's
just want to give a shout out
to the king for that, man. Big up to the king for that.
You know, so, yeah, big up to the king for that. But, yeah, he might be one to, you know, have his own funeral services all, as well. Because it looked like they're dead, too.
Hey, just have it on Tuesday. Get your paycheck Monday. have your own funeral on Tuesday if you can pay for it.
Streets. Look, it's a dirty game. Yo, Ro, man, this asylum is hot. I see it's burning up, man. Let's get somebody else in the asylum, man. Who we got coming in next, Ro?
Oh, you know what it is. You know, our big brother over there, he want to sit down with you, handcuff you to the chair so you can't move. Because I know he got a lot to talk about as far as how your team been reacting to the beatdowns that they got in Game 3 and Game 4. You know, Big Brother D-Mac say he don't like LeBron James, so he looking for LeBron to go fishing. So I bet a Big Brother is going to call it quits on Sunday for the Miami Heat. Yo, Big Brother D-Mac, what's your prediction? What's going to happen on Sunday? Is it over or are we taking it back to Miami?
Man, what's good, fellas? Man, it's a wrap, man. It's Father's Day, man. You know what I'm saying, T? Man, we gonna celebrate, man. I'm telling you, man, it's going all the way down, man. All the way down. Hey, I want to send my condolences to Ray Covey, man. He's a real good friend of mine, man. God bless you and your family. Big up to the chef, man. He's the only person that I know that said it was going 4-1, man. You know what I'm saying? I said 6 games. I definitely thought it was going to be 2-2 going back to Miami. But, man, hey, I'm happy. 3-1,
Man, hey, I sent a kite to L Boogie yesterday, T. Hey, man, it's going down. Sunday, it is over. Game over. It's a wrap. LeBron James, Bosh, D-Wade, man, it's over, dog. I'm so happy, man. 3-1 is good, baby.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. After Miami lost game 3, did you think that they were going to, you know, show up in game 4 and win game 4? And the second part to that question is, you know, what happens to Miami's big 3 if they should lose on Sunday?
Oh, it's not about if they going to lose. They gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap, man. They is on a mission, man. Do y'all remember, did y'all hear what Tim Duncan said, man? Tim Duncan guaranteed that they will win. You know what I'm saying? That's come from the big fundamental. He don't do that, y'all.
Right.
He don't do that, fellas. And he did it, man. You know what I'm saying? Pop is not about to get out, coach. They is not about to lose. It's not about the best player on the planet. This is a team game. And right now, the San Antonio Spurs has the best team. And no team never came back. LeBron James and them bums is not about to come back and win game 5, game 6, and game 7. That is not going to happen. He don't have Michael Jordan on his team.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I will say this about Miami. They look like a better team on the road than they do at home. I'm not going to say that they can't, you know, win in San Antonio. But the way that it's looking, yeah, it don't look like the percentages are on their side right now.
Man, did you see yesterday, T-Roy, that L Boogie, man, the fight is gone out of Miami, man. It is over, man. The fight is gone, T. The fight is gone, L Boogie. It's a wrap, man. They don't want to play no more. They don't want to play. They ready to go home. LeBron James want to go home. He want to play with his kids. This and that. It's already, you know, a little controversy, you know. Bosh said what he said. LeBron don't agree with him. It's over, man. They ready to go, man. Pop and Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Parker and them, it's not going to happen, y'all. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They do play better on the road, but the fight is gone, y'all. The fight is over for the Miami Heat. LeBron James needs to just come back to Cleveland and hook up with Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? D-Wade, you know, need to retire. Hey, fellas, I don't agree with y'all. Man, y'all kind of like knocking Bosh, man. When Bosh was in Toronto, Bosh was a beast, man. You know what I'm saying? Bosh was the man in Toronto. You know what I'm saying? And that's why LeBron and D-Wade wanted that guy. And me personally, I think that when they break this team up, I think Bosh should go to another team and get a ring before LeBron James will.
Really?
Hey.
I don't know
what
team
you're talking about. That's just my opinion.
I understand, I feel you, but numbers actually don't get you all the time into the Hall of Fame.
I ain't say he was a Hall of Famer, L Boogie. I said y'all was kind of hard on him. I never said he was a Hall of Famer. I'm saying when that dude was in Toronto, he was the man in Toronto. You know what I'm saying? That dude carried that team. And if he wasn't that good, LeBron James and D-Wade and them wouldn't want him. And I'll tell you this, out of the big 3, when the game is on the line, I'll put the ball in his hands and let him shoot the ball before LeBron or D-Wade. If I was the coach.
They going to defer anyway.
You know what I'm saying? He the only one yesterday in a press conference to me that act like he really don't want to give up. You know what I'm saying? That they need to dig down. They need to do some soul searching and stuff. LeBron James talking about his kids and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Bosh still want to play. Bosh still got heart. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Cadillac, man. Little crybaby gangster, D-Wade.
Right.
Yeah, I agree when, you know, everybody's looking for calls. And,
Boogie, you ain't got no choice but to agree, man. Maybe you're going to pick right on the World Series. Maybe you're going to pick right on the World Series. You said the Denver Broncos was going to win and Peyton Manning, you lost.
I did not pick the Denver Broncos. Remember,
yes,
I picked. No, he didn't.
He picked Seattle. He went with the defense. I went with Peyton Manning.
So
you must have switched. You must have switched because I swore earlier that week when we was picking, you went with Denver. Maybe I missed that Friday show when you made the final pick. But I know earlier in the week you had picked Denver.
I know. I said Denver had the offense. Then I recanted on Friday with my last pick. I must have missed that show,
Big Bro. I'll give you a pass then. But it's over for your boys, and you know it. You know they ain't about to win this, and I've been waiting all day for 9 o'clock to come, boy, to get at you.
I still got, and this is so crazy, I still got Miami to win this series in 7.
Man, you know in your heart, and you know in your basketball IQ, and you know the game, you've been around for a long time, that this is not going to happen, L Boogie. You know it's not. You know it's not. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I agree with your boy that was on first, man. What's his name?
The Big Intellect.
No, they probably going to blow them by 20 or more Sunday, man. A good Father's Day gift, man. You still going to be in Arizona and you're coming back to the land, dog. What you doing, man?
No,
where you going to be at on Father's Day?
You know I came back to the land yesterday. I snuck back in Hopkins. I'll be in the land on Sunday. We'll watch the game together. I'm not running. I still have confidence in the best player on the planet. He might not have the best team, but I'm still going with the best player on the planet. And LeBron James.
Hey, T, when he came to Arizona, did you see the look on L. Boogie's face? Oh, my God. He's sick with it, T. I'm telling you, man. He's sick with it, man. LeBron James needs to come back to Cleveland, man. Come home, dog. And I still don't care for him, but I might root for him, man, because it's dumb, man. But back on some of the other things y'all were saying, man, real quick, let me hit on, man. I think, man, if Carmelo was to come to Miami, man, they better veto that. They vetoed Chris Paul going to the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, to my team to play with Kobe Bryant, you know what I'm saying? They vetoed that. So they definitely should veto a trade like that. And I agree with L. Boogie, man. The league would be NBG, man. I would not be wanting to watch basketball if they did something like that at all, man, because at the end of the day, man, you still want to see organizations and cats, you know, play against each other. You know what I'm saying? What else y'all hit on, man? Oh, the Donald Sterling dude, man. This is just him fighting, y'all. I think when the season starts, I think all that stuff going to be done and over with, man. I'm starting to think, though, fellas, in my opinion, man, these billionaires stick together, man. I don't think that all them billionaire dudes was cool with this, man. You know what I'm saying? Just on the strength of, you know, behind closed doors, what these dudes might be saying. I'm sure he ain't the only prejudiced one that's a billionaire in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that everybody would have voted the dude out, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't, man. I think billionaires stick together, man. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, fellas, man, the show is hot tonight, man. I want somebody else to get in, man. Happy Father's Day, man, to both of y'all, man. Big ups, man. Y'all are great dads, man. Keep up the good work, man. Man,
no question.
Appreciate that, D-Max. Right back at you, man. I know you got a lot of things, you know, you got to hold down on your side, man. So happy Father's Day to you as well. And you know what
yes,
it
sir,
is,
thank
man.
You.
It's tricky. It's tricky. You know what it is.
One,
D-Max,
y'all. I love y'all, man. No doubt. Love you,
we definitely got to get together for game five, because I do want to see the look on your face when LeBron forces game six and seven. It's going to go seven, trust me.
Okay, you can't talk too much tonight, so just keep hoping and wishing. And we'll get together Sunday. Yes, sir, man. I love y'all, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
Love you too, big brother.
Yeah, L Boogie.
Woo!
Tell you.
Yeah, it's going down.
Everybody wanted. Everybody know it's going to end on Father's Day, man. We ain't had a championship go past Father's Day since last year. You know what I mean? And I appreciated last year's little NBA Finals. But this year, yeah, Boogie, look like it's going to hold up.
Man, I hope he gives me a good Father's Day, man. I need it. We need seven games. It's going to go seven, bro. I know everybody's talking, and the streets is talking about stick a fork in them, but we're going to treat it like we 50 Cent. We're going to get shot six times and still be living. We still going to be alive. We going to go seven, baby. The bookies can't have nothing less than seven. Trust me. Street talking.
If that was the case, we wouldn't let Miami tie that fuck. If that was the case, we'd have left Miami tied at two on our way to San Antonio.
Man, you know they got to have the dramatics, bro. T-Ro, you know they got to have the dramatics for the league, man. You know they got to do it for the league. They do it for the money. They got to do it for the money, man. I got LeBron and them tomorrow. I got LeBron and them winning Sunday by six. It's only right.
By six.
I got LeBron and them winning by six on Sunday, and Mario Chalmers is going to have a great game. Put it in the books.
I hope so. There's nothing more that I would love than six or seven games, you know, but then I would have to start questioning San Antonio's heart if it went seven games.
That's why I'm saying it needs to go seven, because I'm starting to question the King's heart. They took him in the back of the shed and got to whooping on that ass. Oh!
Yes, they did. Yes, they
Yo, Ro,
did.
Who we got next coming to the asylum, man? I know we got somebody hot coming in.
Oh, you know what it is. It's that time to link up like we always do. You know what I'm saying? Time to go down to the ATL where, you know, we do our thing. You know what I'm saying? Every Sunday you can catch these boys. You know, we had Big Intellect on already. So, you know, we definitely got to take it out to our peoples, man. And who other than we want to take it to than the sports officials? And we got the host with the most on the line, Mr. T-Nick. And I know he ready to drop a couple of dimes, a couple of nickels, a couple of pennies. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get it in. Yo, T-Nick, what's the deal, baby? Shrink, it's your time. What's happening?
Hey, bro, you know how I feel on Friday. So on Friday, can you just call me Uncle Saucy? That's what I want to be called on Friday, Uncle Saucy. Just call me Uncle Saucy, because everybody's saucy on Friday. Just call me Uncle Saucy. Hey, Boogie, I'm watching the greatest 30 for 30 of all time, the U. I mean, I watched this damn video that Florida State made in 88. It's a little rap video, man. I promise you. I've seen the U 30 for 30 like 20 times. But I always skip over this little part where they did a video with Deion Sanders and all of them. And then we come out, y'all was ranked preseason number one, and we beat y'all 33 to nothing. I mean, what the hell, man? Y'all should know better than that. But anyway, I want to get to the hot topics, man. I heard the big Intellect tonight. I heard the Chef tonight. I heard D-Mac tonight. You know, I'm just going to tell you, man, of course it's hot as usual. Everything is hot, man. But what the big Intellect said about the Heat are a bunch of jabronis being drugged down Know Your Role Boulevard and checked into the SmackDown Hotel, Damn, that was classy. Y'all,
that was classic, wasn't it?
That was classy. Y'all got to get that, man, and put that on your intro, your outro or something, man, because when I heard that, I said, damn, I don't even know if I got it written down right, but it was just classy, man. You know, but I want to tell you, what we talked about always, you know, with the Heat, and y'all can blame, you know, we're going to talk about Chris Bosh later because y'all seen my tweets last night, you know, through the series, and y'all heard Nilly Neal talk about him a Hall of Famer and everything. And I'm going to call him out for you, Chef. Nilly Neal said he was a Hall of Famer. So, you know, we'll talk about that. But nobody is talking about how Popovich is out-coaching Spoelstra. He out-coaching him. You know what I'm saying? This dude,
exactly.
He is out-coaching Boris Diaw. Y'all, listen to this right here, okay? I want y'all to just listen to this, and y'all just tell me who we talking about, okay? This is an NBA player, okay, in the finals. This NBA player in the finals right now says, this is quote, he's a crafty player, man. He's difficult. You never know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to shoot it. You don't know if he's going to drive it, pass it, shoot it again. You don't know what he's going to do. I think his ability to do everything in that point forward kind of position makes it difficult. He's just one of those players that confuses the hell out of you. The minute you're not watching him, he's walking to the rim and dunking on you, or shooting a set, or making a pass, or making a wide-open three-pointer. Who are we talking about right here? My son just said LeBron James. Who are we talking about right here?
Chris Bosh? No, we're talking about Eric Spoelstra.
Chris Bosh is saying this about Boris Diaw. This is Chris Bosh talking about Diaw. I can't wait to fry Neil ass on this on Sunday. This is Chris Bosh talking about Boris Diaw. Are we serious? This the same dude who was like 280 for the Bobcats and ate his way out the league, and they cut him. They let him go. We're talking about this dude right here. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about this dude. So Chris Bosh talking about him like he Kevin McHale. Like he's the greatest player of all time. We're talking about... It's the same Boris Diaw that played in Atlanta. We're talking about this dude right here. This is who we're talking about. And Chris Bosh is saying this. I'm telling y'all, man, I can't wait. You know, D-Mac, I love you to death, dog. But Chris Bosh, he talking about Diaw like he's some type of, like he Barkley or Karl Malone. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about. This is the same dude. This is the same Chris Bosh. The first three games against the Pacers, he had 9 points. Then he finally realized that I can ball. Then he got in his 20s, 25, 20, and 25. Okay, game one in the finals, he had 18 and 9. Then he had 18 and 3. Then he had 9 and 3. Then he had 12 and 4. We're talking about this dude. This dude ain't nobody, man. Dennis Green told you he is who we thought he was. He ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? He's not. I'm dead serious, man. I can do what Chris Bosh is doing. He's a third wheel. Ro, you can do it. Boogie can do it. I know that Neil can do it. And Neil is what, 6'8", 205, 210, whatever he is right now. He would give Chris Bosh the business. I know that. You know what I'm saying? He would give it to him. But for some reason, everybody thinks Bosh is this dude, but he's not. But like I told y'all, and like we talked about before the season started, not the season, but before the series started, it's the Spurs pick and roll, man. It's that pick and roll. Nobody's realizing that. They're rotating on that pick and roll, and every time they rotate, who you see on Tim Duncan? It'll be LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Or it'll be or D-Wade.
It's somebody little. It's always somebody little.
Mario Chalmers. It's always somebody little. And he abused them every single time. And that's coaching. You know what I'm saying? Boogie, Tim Duncan, the best power forward ever. I'm just going to put that hands down. He's the best ever. Nobody, the big fundamental, Barkley, Karl Malone, Kevin McHale, the big old, whoever you want to put out there, nobody better than that dude, man. And the greatest center ever, you know, I got to go to the big NLA, that's Wilt Chamberlain. You know, Russell got all the rings, but he also had all the players and the coach, too. Wilt Chamberlain is the best one. I heard the talk, Barkley and Karl Malone, easily, between those two, Barkley is easily the better power forward than Karl Malone. Karl Malone made a living off of the pick and roll with John Stockton. Easy.
That's all you're supposed to do. You get your number three on the all-time scoring list.
True.
Barkley never had a Hall of Famer point guard and did what he did. He got it off the glass and went coast to coast on guys, man.
Can I tell y'all this? Can I tell you this, bro? Ron, I just want to ask you this. The greatest team ever assembled was the Dream Team. Can we agree on that? That was the greatest team ever assembled. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he led them in
the first.
The leading scorer was Charles Barkley. He was the leading scorer. The leading scorer was Charles Barkley, hands down. No problem. He was the leading scorer. Where Mike? Mike was in his prime. That's when Mike was finally taking over the NBA. But Charles Barkley was that dude. If Charles Barkley ever would have played with Mike or just anybody that has some damn type of sense of how to play some basketball in the NBA, not Jeff Hornacek, I can't even remember Cedric Sabalina.
Kevin Johnson.
You know what I'm saying? Some type of dude who knew how to, or just a coach. It just would have had a coach who knew how to coach. You know what I'm saying? But Barkley was that dude, man. So, you know, Malone, you know, and Malone was that same dude who, you know, when you were talking about the rebound, Boogie, that was a defensive rebound that sealed the game. He had to put those elbows up, those big old masculine arms that he had with all the muscles. All he had to do was put them elbows up, but he kept it down. And Mike stripped him and dunked on him. And then that was it. It was it. Something real quick, Brandon Flowers. You know, Brandon Flowers got released. Cornerback, Kansas City Chiefs. The guy who signed him to that extension, Scott Pioli. He is now an assistant GM with the Falcons. You better watch out for that. Dirty Birds, they're going to be looking to sign that dude right there. They're going to try to get him. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, the cornerbacks is Desmond Trufant, the guy who they drafted last year, one of the Trufant brothers, the youngest one, and the baby brother is always the best one. So they got him on one side, and the other side, Robert Alford. Who the hell is Robert Alford? Ain't nobody even heard of him. You know what I'm saying? So I can tell you right now, Brandon Flowers will be coming to. I'm just going to tell you, Brandon Flowers coming to the ATL on Hard Knocks. They're going to take Robert Alford, Sprott, and whoever Alford is. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a done deal. Tomorrow, man, that Champagne and Cigar 6. I don't know if y'all in them tennis shoes like we all is. You know
yes,
about
sir.
It. You heard it. You heard about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Come on tomorrow, man. That Celebration Collection, Champagne and Cigars. That's those Jordan 6s, the first year he won the title. And they got a gold championship ring on the shoes. You know what I'm saying? If you go to Nike.com right now, anybody, Nike.com, and put in the Air Jordan 6 Retro Celebration Collection. The champagne is green. It's candy apple green with the gold. They got the gold championship ring. And the cigar is that brown. It's like a khaki brown color. You know what I'm saying, with the burgundy. It reminds me of a Florida State shoe, even though I don't like Florida State. You know, I'm definitely going to get them in the morning time. I ain't going to lie to you. So when they go on sale, I'm going to get them. You know what I'm saying, some khaki shorts or some blue jeans or whatever it is. Them right there. I got to get those, man. So shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to LeBron James for paying for the funeral, man. Shout out to the chef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D-Mac. Shout out to the big intellect. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all something right quick. I was going to save it for Sunday, man, and announce it on Sunday, but some of the folks don't listen to us. They listen to you guys on Monday and Friday. The big intellect is going in with your boy next month. We're going to be on Family Feud with Steve Harvey, dog. We're going to be playing the goddamn feud.
I'm on it. Y'all better win. Don't be giving up no crazy answers, man. You got to be right.
And hear me when I tell you. I promise I'm going to put this on my pops' grave. I'm shouting out the Streets of Talking and the Sports Officials. Watch me when I tell you. Watch me when I tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Going down.
I'm going to tell you that right there. It's going down. Hey, guys, I appreciate you having me in, man. I know it's a Freestyle Friday. I can't wait to hear Boogie drop his. We got 5 minutes left. Let's
do it. That's what's up, T-Nick. You know we'll holler at you on Sunday. That's the host with the most, T-Nick. Sports Officials every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. Check them out. Going hard. T-Nick, well, I'll let you, big brother. Hey, Boogie, you ready to put it down before we start giving our shouts out?
Man, let's do it.
4 minutes and count.
Man, it's the streets. And I tell you one thing, we bringing that heat. I don't know where LeBron at, man, but I thought he speak. Huh. The information, niggas talking shit, man, they weak. They told me I couldn't come back home. Huh. I'm sorry what you misunderstood, man, like Sean Puffy Combs. I run my city. Niggas in this bitch acting like bastards. I know they couldn't come back. I'm putting them in their caskets. I don't care what they say or what they do. It's always me, and they always going to ask who. I'm a legend in my own right, man, and these niggas always want to fight. Why they do that, T-Row? Because I'm so smooth that they bite. You know what bite stand for? It stands for I'm in. I don't know what I'm seeing, and I'm getting rid of everything I did. Man, I can't even rap tonight because my mind is messed up. I'm looking up in the sky, and I'm saying, what's up to my dude Twin and my dude Ray Kobe. Oh, man, I'm just glad that them two cats, yeah, they always going to know me. I'm done. I'll see you on Monday, and we're going to celebrate Father's Day on Sunday. Man, I'm done, man.
That's what it is. A quick street sweep, man, before we get up out of here. Your boy Colin Kaepernick, they say they ain't going to charge him with nothing with the little incident that happened in Miami. So the dude, cool, all the money that he done received, he should be worth it. Seattle Seahawks, man, the boy Richard Sherman talking about the whole LOB need to be on the cover of the 2015 Madden cover. No, they don't. You the only one that need to get hurt talking all that trash. Don't get the LOB sniped out by the sniper, El Boogie, you know what I mean? And guess who the new highest paid center is in the NFL, El Boogie?
Talk to me.
It's your boy, Marquise Pouncey of the Pittsburgh Steelers signed an extension, 5 years, $44 million. You know that offensive line get paid to protect all the people. And jumping back on Seattle, add to the Legion of Boom, they done signed Kevin Williams to a one-year deal to play in Seattle. Man, it's about to go down over there. The Cleveland Indians, man, they got this one guy, El Boogie. This dude with 5 for 5, hit 3 home runs, had 9 RBIs against the Texas Rangers in one game. I forgot his name, but I didn't even want to remember his name, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? But before we get out of here, man, want to give big shouts out to Team Legacy out there in California doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Hey, big shouts out to the family. Everybody checking us out on the web. Juelz, I'll be calling you tomorrow, baby. Be out there on that West Coast. You know what I mean? El Boogie, much love. And everybody out there, man, that called in, man, we love y'all. And, man, big shouts out to everybody, man, who have lost a loved one in the last couple of weeks, especially dealing with El Boogie out there on his side. You know, man, straight from the streets, we love y'all. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward. World Cup after your team won, El Boogie, Brazil. My team, Argentina, plays Sunday. We're going to see what they're going to do.
Forget I still love America. What's our chant? I believe me must win. I believe we must win. I believe we must win. No doubt, man. Big shout out to Dynasty. Big shout out to my man DB, man. They're having a sporting little a skating event tomorrow at Luke Easter Recreation Center, Zilma George. Man, shout out to the Legacy. They're playing up in Cali, man. And I just want to give a shout out to God for letting us do this show every Monday and Friday. And as usual, I want to give a shout out to greatness, man. Appreciate it. And, man, heaven know you, the sports officials. Man, we got to get out of here, man. And, you know, those who talk don't know. And those who know don't talk. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shout out to the producer, T-Row. And we're going to sit in these cells, man, until Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Man, it's your boy, El Boogie. Let's go.
Let's go, Spurs!
There you go.
Box ready, Miami.
Man, we don't want to go rolling yet, do we? Great. One life to live, it's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your grit. Mama, I'm still thugging, the world is a war zone. My homies are dead mates, and most of them dead bones.
Full grown, finally your man. Just scheming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rings that is stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are pawned. I'm like a fiend and finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating and my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate the steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remay and burning back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. We head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.